Chris Clawson here, bringing you back the gems from the past on Gold 104, KFMX, St. Louis Park.
NBC Radio News, the fall of Saigon. This is Don Doak. Our reporter in Saigon, Jim Laurie, says the word the world has expected has come. The South Vietnamese government has given up.
In a mid-morning radio broadcast, the acting president of South Vietnam, General Dung Van Minh, announced an unconditional surrender to Viet Cong forces around the city of Saigon. General Minh said, "We are here to hand over the power to you in order to avoid bloodshed." He called on Saigon forces to lay down their arms and remain in place. It was an unconditional surrender and a unilateral ceasefire. Now Saigon is awaiting a reply from the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong forces. The Viet Cong and North Vietnamese have for days now maintained their positions all around the city, but have not pushed through. Immediately following the announcement, there seemed to be a new mood in Saigon, as artillery in the distance seemed to subside, and there was very little gunfire 30 minutes after the announcement. Jim Laurie, NBC News, Saigon.
NBC News has contacted the Pentagon and the State Department. Neither will comment on the apparent end of the war in South Vietnam. More news after this. At a news conference in Washington, Secretary Kissinger joined President Ford in calling for no recriminations over the U.S. role in South Vietnam, and then Kissinger sized up the three decades of fighting in Vietnam.
It is clear that the war did not achieve the objectives of those who started the original involvement, nor the objectives of those who sought to end that involvement, which they found on terms which seemed to them compatible with the sacrifices that had been made.
On Capitol Hill, there's hindsight viewing on Vietnam, such as this from Senator Harry Byrd, independent of Virginia.
The United States made a fundamental error, two fundamental errors for that matter. One was becoming involved in a ground war in Southeast Asia. And the second fundamental error was the way that President Johnson and Secretary McNamara determined to fight that war.
Senator Harry Byrd of Virginia, you're listening to NBC News.